welcome to Bangor Community Church Podcast. We pray that you will be blessed today as you hear the Word of God.
Amen. Well, I want to minister this morning to us as a church and in relation to not just the young ones, but certainly the young ones, but those who are going to go on to university. I'm going to turn you to a scripture in Proverbs. Could we have Proverbs 19, verse 21 from the Amplified? Oh, let's just read that. Thank you. Now, this is, I want to launch with this. This is true to every single one of us that are here today. This is true to every individual that's alive. It affects your circumstances. Some of them are pretty good, average maybe for some others, better for some others, pretty bad for some others. But I want to tell you this. There is not a person on the planet, I want to remind you of this, there's not a person on the planet who God did not destine before the earth was established his plan for our life or their life. In other words, your life is not an accident. God has planned it. He has purposed it. Sometimes we find that we are doing pretty well, and that's because probably we're lining up with God. But the more we line up with God, the more we're going to find that the plan and perfect will of God is going to work its way through our lives. And so I want to talk that way this morning, but look at this. Many plans are in a man's mind, but it is the Lord's purpose for him that will stand. Did you hear what that's saying? We have many ideas. We have many plans. Some of those young ones, those toddlers may have some plans in their thinking for their future. You and I have probably got plans. I've had people come in the past and say to me, your plans are very grandiose, Pastor. I say, isn't that great praise? I'm so glad you said that to me. I'm so thankful because the reason I have such great plans is because I've got such great promises from God. You know. But we have plans, and sometimes we just move ahead with those plans and we're outside of God and we're on our own, but we don't know it. We don't know it because we go to church. We don't know it because we do pray and we do read the Bible and we have fellowship with one another. But this is true. What God says here is many plans are in a man's heart, but it's the Lord's purpose for him. It's what God has purposed. It's what God has established. It's what God's plan that will stand. Hallelujah. And so you and I need to look to the Lord each day for his plan for my life, for today. We need to lay our life out to him for it to be available to him always. But for us all today, and for those who are, especially those, I guess, who are going to university, but not just for those, our young ones as well, need to be able to go to school with an awareness that God's alive, he's got a plan for their lives, and there's a way to make sure it works out. The same for you and I. I'm going to turn you, having said that, to the book of Proverbs. Book of Proverbs, chapter 4. The book of Proverbs, chapter 4, is a chapter that we should maybe minister on sometime more fully. But the book of Proverbs 4 deals primarily with wisdom. The book of Proverbs is written by a wise man. The Bible says the wisest man that has been on the planet, Solomon. And chapter 4 is Solomon instructing us concerning wisdom. Wisdom. And we need wisdom. We need to know the mind of God. Wisdom is knowing God's mind. Bible also goes on to say that we need understanding with that wisdom because we need to know more than God's mind. We need to understand God's mind and the reason for that. Anyway, I'm going to read a few verses from Proverbs 4. I think I'm going to start at, let me start at verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all your getting, get understanding. You know, the wisdom comes through this whole council, Old and New Testament. Wisdom comes. But wisdom is available to us in a powerful way in the book of Proverbs. It's a book of wisdom. And you've heard me say, and I remind you, if you read one proverb every day, you'd read the whole book of Proverbs every month. And if you continue doing that, you'd read the whole book of Proverbs 12 times in a year. And I want to tell you, a lot of that would start staying with you. And as it does, when you face an issue, wisdom would come into your mind because you become so familiar with wisdom, God's mind, God's strategy. And we'll become effective not only in our own lives to be blessed with the blessing of God, but an instrument in the hand of God to bless others. So verse 7, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all your getting, get understanding. You know, we need to understand the wisdom of God. We need to know what wisdom is, but we need to understand the why of that. That's got by understanding. And so the Bible talks much about getting understanding. In Ephesians 1, one of the great things that Paul teaches us is to ask and say, Lord, grant to me today the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of yourself, that the eyes of my understanding or my heart might be enlightened, that I might know what is your calling in my life. Okay, get understanding. Verse 8, exalt her, that's wisdom, and she will promote you. Wisdom is not, simply put, God's way, righteousness. That's what wisdom is. It's knowing what God knows. It's functioning like God functions. And he's given us his word to do that because he said his word is a lamp to our feet, a light to our path. So again, verse 8 says, exalt her and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. She will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she will deliver to you. Hear, my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. I have taught you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in the right paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered. And when you run, you will not stumble. Take firm hold of instruction. Do not let go. I'm going to say it again. Take firm hold of instruction. Do not let go. Keep her, for she is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked. Stark contrast now. It's changed tune. Do not enter the path of the wicked. Do not walk in the way of evil. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn away from it and pass on. For they do not sleep unless they have done evil, and their sleep is taken away unless they make someone fall. For they are the bread of wickedness. Sorry, they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. Verse 18 is really the verse I wanted to get to, because it begins with a but. Hallelujah. In other words, it puts a double full stop behind everything else that's been said, and it comes out with this but. There's something different, something more. But the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. The road that you and I are to walk is like a shining, it's lit up all the way along. Hallelujah. It gets brighter with every step. Instead of being concerned about society and what's happening in the world, and we should be attentive to that, for us, hallelujah, the light of the glory of God radiates our lives and upon our steps and our way through what's taking place. The path that we walk is clearly lit up. Glory to God. The path of the just is as a shining light, but the way of the wicked, verse 19, is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. You see, they can't see the stumbling blocks. They have no way of knowing that they can do this to avoid this. They have no way. Why? Because they walk in darkness. What is darkness? Darkness is no revelation of the light of the glory of God. All the truth of this word is the light of His glory. That's why the Holy Spirit in us lights us up on the inside. The Spirit of the Lord. The Bible says the Spirit of the Lord, sorry, yeah, the Spirit, of, quoting the scripture right, the Spirit of the Lord is the, sorry, thank you. The Spirit of man, the Bible says, is the candle of the Lord. Glory to God. Every one of us here got a spirit. And the Bible says the Spirit of man is God's candle. It's the Holy Spirit that's in us. The candle of the Lord lights up the way for us. That way, that light is this Word of God. And when that's in our hearts and lives, we can't and don't walk in darkness. But when we lean not, when we lean to our own understanding and not to God's, when we make our own decisions, as we've read earlier, then we don't fulfill the plan of God. We are not walking in the wisdom of God. We're walking in the wisdom of man. Do you know when you and I rub shoulder, you know, when you and I make up our own minds about things and we don't deal with them according to Scripture? Again, let me use a simple one. Sickness. For the believer, the Bible says that by the stripes that Jesus bore, we were healed. It says a lot more than that. But we were healed. When we reject that and we listen to the opinions of men and women who are unsaved, maybe some of them are saved, and they say, you really don't believe that. You're not hanging on to that. But you don't know how serious it is with you. That's a time for you to say, yes, I do. But I know what God's Word says. I don't feel any better today, but I have the Word of God. He says it's a done deed. You see, it's having stood, still stand. It's being able to demonstrate that you're a believer. You're not a doubter. You're not someone that sits on the fence. The light's shining. You've settled it with God. You know He alone is truth, and you accept His truth. And as we do that, we start to be those that shine in the midst of darkness. And the Bible says that's what we're supposed to do. He has lit our candle, and He doesn't want it to be under a bushel where nobody can see it. He wants it to be put, Matthew 5 says, on the top of the mountain. People need to see it happening in your life, that they will come and ask you, this is my circumstance. What should I do? And you don't answer with any carnal wisdom, but out of what you know of God's Word, you can tell them what to do. Hallelujah. Those who don't know God, they're walking blind. This passage here reminds me of where is it? Psalms 1 says, it says, blessed. That word blessed means happy, fulfilled. Blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Let me stop there. You know what he's saying? He said, don't use the wisdom of this world to deal with your everyday life and your circumstances, issues and problems that face you. Don't deal with the wisdom of man. That's what he's saying. Blessed is the man. Blessed is the man. Happy is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Don't go to the unsaved to give you answers to your problems if you're a Christian. Go to another Christian. Go to the Word. Go to somebody you believe can help you with it. But don't go to the ungodly. You'll not be blessed. You'll not be a happy bunny. You won't. The Bible says, blessed is the man who walks in the counsel. Sorry. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, or stands in the way of sinners. Church, hear me. Young ones, hear me. You that are going to a secondary school, to university, hear me. Pick your friends carefully. Select your choices. Parents, encourage your young ones, those that are just starting school, moving to a higher grade, an older age group. Counsel them to look for good people, good friends, with certain standards. Let them know what they look like. You should be reading the scriptures to them so they can get a measure of what their friends look like. Good friends. Friends that they can depend upon. Not those who are going to lead them astray. Again, the psalmist says, blessed is the man that doesn't walk in the counsel of the ungodly or stands in the way of sinners. He doesn't hang around with sinners. He only visits them to share the love of God with them, but he doesn't hang around with them. He doesn't do that. Nor sits in the seat of the scornful, makes light of people. Just make fun of them, whatever the situation. Doesn't sit in the seat of the scornful, but who delights in the law of the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 1 we're talking here. But who delights in the law of the Lord and who meditates in his word day and night. Glory to God. You know what it says about him? He said, he will be like a tree planted. Oh, we have it up. Good. He'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water whose fruit comes forth in its season, and its leaves never fail. And listen to, I love this bit. You're reading it. What does it say? What's the last bit? And whatsoever he does shall prosper. Is that God's word? Are you sure that's God's word? You mean that's available to anyone that loves him and believes him? Whatsoever we do, listen to it. Whatsoever we do, whatsoever we do, think about it. Is that what it says? You're not even sure if that's what it says. What's his, whatever. Okay, I use the word whatsoever. Whatever he does. Do you believe that? Whatever he does will prosper. You drop the ball and you turn around and repent and say, I missed it, Lord. He'll turn it around and he'll make it prosper. That's my God. You think I'm just talking about a scripture? I'm talking about, have had the privilege of enjoying it. That's what we're called to. How does all that come about? It comes about in our lives because we embrace the Word of God over everything else. And God wants us to be able to enjoy living with Him, for Him, and be a witness to the world. You know what I found in life? That I, as much as I would like to be able to, as much many times I've tried to affect the lives of other people. It's one of the hardest things you never do. And if ever you'll achieve it, it's great success. But what you can do is affect your own life. You know, there are people that are, you'll meet, people maybe are in your own family and a whole household faith that are not where you are. And you can't affect them. But this applies to you and me as an individual, to every person. Every person. The path of the just. The just, those who are made righteous in Christ, those who have been justified by the precious blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The just. Oh, well, the Bible says something special about the just. The Bible says that as justified ones, as righteous ones, our path is the path that's perpetually lit up by the countenance of God Almighty. How do we have that happen? Because we don't lean to our own understanding. We don't go getting counsel from the ungodly. It doesn't matter how smart they are, how many degrees they've got, how many letters they got after their name. They cannot begin to touch the revelatory knowledge of the Creator of the heavens and the earth, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Thank you. We are those, because we've been justified, because we've been made righteous, all by the love of God, all because we have chosen to believe Him, And in so doing, believe his word, that we don't take counsel for anyone from anyone else or any other direction for our lives, daily life, weekly, monthly, or yearly, but the word. He said, if for that person, your journey is going to be a journey that you'll never trip up over obstacles because the light shall be so bright, you'll see them all. Hallelujah. Path of the just is a shining light. And as things get worse, and I want to remind you again, things on the planet are getting worse. Since the last time I stood here and spoke to you, I want to tell you they've worsened, I don't know how many times, but they're worsened. It's getting worse. Don't you get concerned. Don't you get concerned. The path of the just, hallelujah, is a shining light. Glory to God. He lights up the way. And this word illuminates us, not only in walking the right way, but walking safely along that way, because we know the truth, and the truth sets us free from all fear and bondage. The light of our path is lit up, and we are walking free. Glory to God. Glory to God. So, parents, families, I want to encourage you to be careful about the relationships you develop and form. Even as Christians, we should always love each other. We should love the world. If you don't love the world, you won't make an attempt to get them saved. We should love the world. We should love each other. But we should not sacrifice God's standards. The path of the just, I have been justified, and I have been made righteous, and as such I am to be able to be a person that in the hand of God can bring blessing to many. Don't make wrong choices. Back off from relationships that you have which are not good for you. Do it nicely. Don't be hurtful. Don't cut and sever the relationship. You are salt and you are light, so we're there to bless those friends. But don't become one with them. Train your children the same. Give them some direction as to the standards that they should be looking for in friends. Especially right now, going back to school. Friends that they've already got, point out that that's a good friend. But, if there needs to be a but. A but's a big word. Let them know about the but, because maybe all they can see is the nice boy, the nice girl. They're not sensitive to these other areas. Make them aware of those areas. It doesn't mean to say that you're going to encourage them to be rude to their friend, but you're going to let them know who they're looking for as friends. And those that are here, I don't know who, if anyone's here that's going to university, but I know there are three. From the church, there is Abigail, there is Ella, and there is Molly. But as you go to university, you pick your friends carefully. You don't just go running with the pack, nor be standoffish. Be friendly to all people. Extend the hand of fellowship to everybody. But know who you should associate with and who the other should be just casual acquaintance. And parents, you need to help your children and from whatever age to understand that. But for those of you who are going to university this year in the next few weeks, I want to urge you, and we pray for you, that you will go to university with an open heart, an open mind, and excitement within your heart and spirit. You're here in the will and plan of God, and he has blessed you and brought you to this place because there are miles before you that it's obvious he's got plans for you in. As you go, don't get distracted. Let anyone, everyone, friends, acquaintances, instructors, see that there's a standard in your life. And let your life start to reveal that there's a magnificent, glorious light, which is the glory of God, that accompanies you step by step, day by day, and week by week. Our biggest enemy is the world. There is such a recognition given to the world because there is so much knowledge being handed down. But that knowledge is not godly knowledge. It's carnal knowledge. We need the knowledge that comes from above, not the wisdom that comes from below. That's what the Bible says in Hebrews. So today, I'm thankful that we can rejoice together, that we're releasing our little ones with prayer and with a plan and purpose that they can have apart from the studies that they're going to be involved in, that they're going to be jealous for God and having God and His standards in their lives all the time.
Thank you for joining us. We look to God that He will direct your steps in blessings through this week. For more information, visit us at bangercommunitychurch.co.uk or find us on Facebook.